Hey, what's going on? Welcome to True North Church. So glad that you are tuning in with us wherever you happen to be tuning in from, watching or listening here in the Pittsburgh area or somewhere else around the country or around the globe. We're thrilled to have you with us today for our worship celebration. You know, a few years ago, I decided that I was tired of paying overpriced basic cable, paying for overpriced basic cable. And so I started looking for different options, internet-based TV options. And the one that I ended up landing on was the subscription service called YouTube TV. And the thing that sold me on YouTube TV was this ability to have unlimited DVR, to be able to record any show I wanted at any time and kind of have a full library of my favorite shows. But as I started to use YouTube TV, and I had never had a DVR service before in my life, as I started to use that, one of the things I discovered that I absolutely love about having DVR is the ability to pause a show in the middle of that show, or to pause if you're watching a big sporting event, the big football game, to be able to pause that in the middle of the game. Why? Because sometimes when you're watching TV, you get interrupted. Right? Life happens, right? Sometimes you get a phone call that you need to take and it takes you away for 45 minutes. Sometimes, somebody might come to the door and maybe there's something crazy going on in your house with your kids, or maybe you just need a snack or you need to hit the bathroom. You see, back in the day, when you wanted to if you needed to get up and walk away from your program that you were watching, you could not do that until there was a commercial. Like, if you wanted to pause in the middle of the big game, you couldn't do that. And what I love about TV services now is that whenever I need to get up and walk away, whenever life happens, I have the ability to hit that pause button at any time. And it is a beautiful thing. It is a powerful, powerful thing. You know, in the same way, in our daily lives, I believe there are moments when pushing that pause button, hitting that pause button, is such an important and powerful thing. And yet, here's what I find in my own life, and I don't think it's just me, I think it's others too. Our lives are going at a million miles an hour. We have so much stuff on our plates. We are so busy. And the truth is that sometimes life hits hard, that there are moments when stressful situations occur in our lives. When there is loss, when there is grief, when there is anxiety over jobs and kids and family and all of the things that we have on our plate. And my natural mode, and I believe your natural mode, is to kind of press on, to kind of power through. And the last thing that we often do in the midst of those moments, in the midst of the most chaotic and stressful moments of our lives, is to stop and hit pause. And yet I believe this, that hitting pause may be the most powerful thing that we can do on a daily basis in our lives. You see, the answer to the stress and the anxiety and the worry and all of the stuff that we have facing us on a daily basis is not to press. It's not to press more. It's not to do more. The answer to our worry is actually to hit pause and worship. Let me say that again. The answer to our worry is to hit pause and to worship. You see, there is something powerful about worship. What is worship? Let me just explain that quickly for a second. Worship is not just singing a song. Worship is not just, reading off of a screen, reading the lyrics to a song. Worship is a heart posture. Worship is this posture of our heart that says, God, you are more than enough for me no matter what is going on in my life. God, you are the most important thing in my life. I put you number one. I place you on the throne where you belong, Jesus. Father God, in this moment, no matter how bad life seems, I recognize that you are good, that you are faithful, that you are trustworthy, that you have made promises to me. And I am going to worship you in this moment. And can I tell you something? This is not our natural mode as human beings, and even those of us that call ourselves Christ followers. But there is something incredibly powerful about pausing and worshiping. Pausing and worshiping. And so today, we're gonna do something a little bit different. We're gonna have a little bit different time of worship today, a little bit different kind of worship celebration. And here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna hit the pause button. I don't know what your week has been like. I don't know what stress life is putting on you right now, but I know this. I know the answer is to worship. And so today, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna hit pause, we're gonna worship, we're gonna open God's word, and we're just gonna read the word of God, and we're gonna sing and cry out to him. We're gonna read his word and we're gonna sing to him. And I believe when this time is over, if you will allow it to be, this could be a moment where you hit pause and you feel the refreshment that comes. You feel the joy and the peace that comes with simply worshiping your God, because he is good. And in the end, he has made promises to us to be faithful to us. Psalm 95. Starting in verse 1 says this. I want to read this to you today as we begin. And I want to simply just let the word of God do its work today. It says, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let those words sink in. It says, let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Let's worship him today. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. He holds it all in his hands. It says the sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. He created it all. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And I love this last part. Verse 7, it says, for he is our God, and we are his people. We are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. We are the people of his pasture and the flock under his care, and he is a good shepherd. He is our shepherd. He is good. He invites us to lay down in his green pasture, and he promises that he will take care of us. Would you just let that promise, would you let that sink in today as we just take a moment here to pause, hit that pause button on whatever might be going on in our life, and to sing praises to him. Will you sing with me right now the words of this song, Fill This Place. Let's worship today.
Father, we're on our knees.
Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
I worship you. I worship. working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice. Though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
Turn grace into God.
You know, there's so much power in praise. There is. It does something inside of us. When you stop and pause and take a moment to just simply cry out to God, singing about His faithfulness, about His goodness, it changes your whole demeanor. It changes your whole posture and how you see the situations that you have in front of you. But there's something else that I believe is so powerful that we must pause and do on a daily basis, maybe multiple times a day, and that is to pray. To stop and pause and to pray. When we feel stressed, when we feel anxious, that is a signal that we need to pause and to pray. And so right now, I don't know what you might have going on in your life. I don't know what stress or pressure that might be causing you anxiety or worry. I don't know what grief you might be going through today, but I know the answer is not to press more. The answer is to pause and to pray. And so wherever you happen to be watching or listening today, whether you're on your couch or driving in your car, would you stop with me right now? Would you pause and would you pray? Would you cry out to your God over the next few minutes? Because I believe God answers prayer. He is listening. I believe that change can happen in your life and in you and in others as you pray. But I also believe that there's power for peace in our lives when we pray. So would you do that with me right now? Just stop whatever you're doing and pray. Ready? Go. Thank you. So Heavenly Father, today we praise you. We thank you because you have created us. You have put breath in our lungs and given us life. You have given us the opportunity to experience love and joy, to experience relationship with you, to experience relationship with others, God. And so I thank you and I praise you today for your goodness and your faithfulness, even when life is not good. You are good. And I pray that we would cling to that today. Father, I thank you that you are a way maker, that even when we are going through the driest seasons of our life, when it feels like we're in the middle of the desert, you provide us with living water. You fill us with joy and hope. Father, I thank you finally for the cross, for Jesus Christ, for his grace and his mercy that he pours out through his blood shed on the cross for me and for the sin of the world. God, we have an opportunity to be in relationship with you because of Christ. We are going to receive the hope of heaven because of Christ. And so I pray today that we would rest in the loving arms of Jesus, whatever situation we might have before us today. May you receive all honor and glory and praise, Father. Thank you that we have the opportunity anytime we want to hit that pause button. That's my prayer for us today, for all who are listening, for True North Church, that we would remember to hit pause, that the answer to our stress and anxiety, the answer to the challenges of everyday life is not to press more, but simply to pause. Thank you, Father. May you receive all honor and glory and praise today. It's in Jesus' perfect name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for joining us this week. I pray, my hope and prayer is that you have experienced a moment here today, a moment of pause, where you've been able to praise and where you have been able to allow the hope and the truth of God's word and his promises to just resonate deep down inside of your heart and your soul. Praying for you, rooting for you this week as you navigate this life. I want to let you know that next week we're going to be starting a brand new series that we're calling Uncomfortable. Don't miss week one. We are excited about this series. We believe God, as always, has some great things planned and in store for us. We're going to talk about some of the uncomfortable things that Jesus said and did. We're going to talk about how Jesus made all people uncomfortable. He made the religious people uncomfortable. He made the sinners uncomfortable. But all of it was done in an effort to grow us and change us. It is only when we become uncomfortable that real growth and change happens. Can't wait to begin that new series with you next week. You guys have a fantastic week, and we'll see you soon.